Bill, can you take roll, or do you want me to start it?
Oh, I don't have the roll. I don't have the rolls on.
Here we go. All right, everybody. Alan is present. Bear with me 1 minute here. Underline. Okay. Alan is present. Is Judon Boney on the line? No.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Is that Judon?
Yes, he said yes. Hi, Judon.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, I wasn't sure. Yeah. Bill Crozier?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you, Bill. Anissa Faruqi?
Hey.
Hi, Anissa. Lyndon Foley? Not hearing Lyndon. Tom Harper?
I'm here.
Thank you, Tom. Wally James? Not hearing Wally. Mike Lewis? Okay, I think I hear Mike Lewis. You sound really funny.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. Okay, you sound like something out of Star Wars. Robin Lewis? Not hearing Robin. Carol McGregor? Not hearing Carol. Danelle Robin? Darrell Robbins? Not hearing Darrell. Nancy Zabarnaratomi?
Present.
Thank you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shafto?
Here.
Thank you. Jim Sheridan? Not hearing Jim. Venetia Williams? Not hearing her. Okay. Is there anyone who did not hear their name called for a roll call? I heard several people either coming or going. Is there anyone on the call that I might not have heard your voice yet? Please speak up so I know you're on the call. Okay. So I'm hoping people haven't really left. On to the agenda. Bear with me 1 minute here. Yes. And...
Teresa, this is Nancy.
Yes.
Can you ask people to mute if they're not talking? I just hear some kind of conversation going on.
Okay. If you're not speaking, can you try to mute everybody? All right. So I'm going to our agenda for today. I'm trying to pull it up here. Okay. The agenda is... number two is approve agenda. Number three, approve the minutes, which I'm going to ask that we postpone. Number four is a report from either the IGM or development director. Number five is fundraising, and that includes upcoming pledge drive plans, vehicle donations, special email blast, how LSB members can help, how Trump stole the 2020 Facebook Live event, and miscellaneous fundraising ideas, which were recently mentioned in another meeting. They were submitted by email. Outreach issues is item number six, which includes media, social media, and blast, and our website. Number 6B is karaoke. 6C is any other special efforts to reach our listeners. Number 7 is new business. Number 8 is set next meeting. And number 9 is adjourn. Does anybody have anything to add to this agenda? Okay, hearing none. The next item, okay, is there...
I'm sorry, Teresa?
Go ahead, Wendy. Yeah, Wendy.
So I want to commend you for this ambitious agenda. But I really want to say that I think that the main thing we should just talk about is the pledge drive.
Okay.
I mean, maybe karaoke, if that's a, because since it's so time sensitive, I don't know if we're doing that or what. But just we could spend the whole time on pledge drive if you ask me. But I guess you don't have to change anything. We just wouldn't get to anything, right?
That's right. But
okay.
I don't want to just do development and not give any treatment to outreach.
Right.
But we'll do what we can, and I'll try to. We'll all try to work to keep on track. Incidentally, I have scheduled our next meeting for Tuesday, November 3rd. So unless you, I mean, so if
Doesn't
we don't
that
get
name
there,
ring a bell? That, that
that's Election Day.
Oh, that's not a good day.
No.
All right. Well, good point. Shall we make it Tuesday the 17th? There is nothing on. There's nothing on KPFTX for that day.
Tuesday the 17th is fine with me.
Okay.
Me.
Okay, so I am on the calendar right now, and I'm going to November the 3rd, and I am canceling that. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay, question. Tom, do you set?
I'm sorry? Yes?
Tom, do the set.
All right. Somebody said my name. I don't know who that is.
It was Nancy. I'll go after
Nancy?
Tom.
Okay, go yeah, ahead, Tom.
Go first.
Okay. On the approval of minutes, what is the problem with the minutes?
I did not do the minutes. I started the minutes and...
6:11 p.m.
Sorry. And Bill had sent me his minutes, and they were 6 pages long. That is my error for waiting until so long to do the minutes. And that's especially bad because I have action items, so when people say they're going to do certain things, I put them in the minutes. So,
I make a motion that we table the minutes until the next meeting.
We will table the approval of the minutes until the next meeting. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway,
Nancy.
Yes. Go ahead, Nancy. You're next.
Is there any reason why we have to keep it on a Tuesday? I'd like to know if we could choose it on Monday. The reason is because there are two other stations that do development and outreach at the same time. We're doing it on Tuesday, and I want to call in and listen to their meetings, especially WPFW, because they seem to be holding a good balance in the black.
Well, incidentally, WPFW is having their meeting on November the 3rd also.
I don't
bet they aren't.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they all do it. The KPFK is doing a fundraising committee on the same day, Tuesday. Can we do the thing on the Monday so maybe I can listen to theirs? I want to listen to their meetings, what they're doing from raising money.
Yeah, but ours is the most important.
Well,
they
yes.
They should change theirs. Whatever, I don't care.
Well, I would just like to say I have an ongoing meeting on Mondays, and I don't really want to change it, and I would hope that maybe if you wanted to listen to their meetings, you could maybe listen to the tape of their meetings since you wouldn't be participating.
I don't know if they're going to archive those things or not.
I do want to thank Nancy for listening to all these other meetings. If you come up with anything that will help us, please tell us.
Okay.
Madam Chair, it's Bill.
Yes, Bill.
We're kind of skipping around. I think we should get back
to
the agenda.
Right.
And was the agenda ever approved?
I did. My next point was to say, are there any objections to approval of the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, approve without objection. Okay, and Tom Harper moved that we postpone approval of the minutes, and that was, I believe, also passed without objection. Okay. Go ahead, Judon. Would you give us your report from a developmental and outreach point of view?
Well, bottom line is we're out of money, so we need to raise money in the next fund drive, which is in less than a week, which is our major fund drive for the year.
When does it start?
I don't have the exact date, but it's within about a week.
day after tomorrow,
to be on Friday.
Isn't it?
Supposed to be on Friday.
Starts on the 8th.
Which is Thursday. That's
yeah.
not next week.
No, it's the day after tomorrow.
I said within the week. So, okay, Friday. Thursday and Friday, yeah.
Yep.
So we're focused on, staff is focused on working on that, reaching out to our major donors, and we've got some issues because we cannot broadcast from the station because of the mold, and it's difficult for us to have our programmers accept and receive calls and program remotely from their home. I have talked that over briefly with Bobby. We have a call tonight at 8 o'clock where we're going to try to resolve that problem so we can broadcast remotely and make the appeal remotely for the fund drive. And that's basically what I'm focused on right now.
Can I ask a question about that?
Sure.
So when you say you have a call tonight, you mean with your staff, right?
No, because I've
been talking to Pacifica's technical director, who said he talked to you about this, and they were all just waiting for Bobby to call him back.
Yeah, the call tonight
okay.
is with Bobby, and I told Bobby
okay.
that he had assistance from our Pacifica National technical people. And, you know, we've already talked. We've got to get Bobby in the loop. And he's agreed. He has said he wouldn't do it or there's any issues. And we're going to try to work that out and get it tonight at 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I know. Since it takes a while to set up, John asked my son to help him at least get it set up on some computer here in Houston, and he did that on my iMac at home, but the last step is, of course, having Bobby or your engineer, you know, the station, do the last thing to put it on the air. So if by chance there isn't enough time or not enough Macintosh computers or whatever, we have one set up at my house that we checked already, and my son is standing by to help KPFT, and Bobby knows him, but it would just be like if you wanted to use him. You don't have to use him. We were just trying to do whatever we could to make sure it's ready when we did get that last final link. So if you guys need help, my son is standing by to help you as a volunteer.
So I appreciate that. If you would just send me an email to jdbone@hotmail.com with all
okay.
of your contact information and your son, so I can
okay.
just send to you, so at least that
yeah.
piece can get done. That is very helpful,
I mean,
and I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, he might have another way he wants to do it, and that's fine too, but we just want to make sure it happens, so we went ahead and did some things to help. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I'll do
That's,
that.
Thanks.
Okay, so did you have anything else that you want to report specifically? Because we're going next into upcoming pledge drive plans. So we'd like to know some specifics about what's happening in this pledge drive. Does it have a theme? Do we have matching funds set up? Is there going to be any special premiums, or is there any information that you need to give us so that we can talk it up? Is there going to be any campaign to social media to promote it, or what can you tell us about the upcoming pledge drive and how can we help?
Well, the essence of the appeal for the first fund drive is, one, everybody understanding that the station is in crisis, and it's in crisis on a number of levels. There's mold at the station. The only written estimate that I've been able to get, and it's written, it was done by a professional company, and again, I'm from memory, and I'm happy to send it to everybody. There's nothing secret. $15,000 to remediate the mold. That
could
doesn't
you,
necessarily.
Yes, could you please send that, because I think we've been waiting for that.
He sent it
to us a long time ago.
Let me finish. I'm going to send it to everybody on the local station board. Everybody. There's nothing serious about it. It's by a professional company. Tom and some other people recommended some other folk. I met with them. They are not certified. They gave us an assessment. Everybody says there's mold. We've got pictures. We need money to fix the mold problem. That's the problem. There's a leak in the air conditioner in one or two places. And what has to happen there, I had one at my home, is somebody needs to go up in the attic, however that is accessed, and determine whether that leak is from the drainage pan in the air conditioner that may be stopped up and overflowing, or something else. I don't have anybody with that skill or expertise that knows how to do that. So we can't really figure out what the source of that issue is right now. The second problem is the electrical problem, and we do have two estimates from professional electricians to mediate that. Marquisha has those. I'm happy to send those to the SB. Electrical and mold is something we need to have addressed professionally and not by volunteers who have some experience or expertise. So that's kind of where the issue is. Since we don't have operation money or any money past, well, really right now, and so the fund drive needs to be successful to keep operating and address the major technical issues with our
system. So my question is, you say that the pledge drive needs to be successful. What specifically are we doing to make sure that it is successful? Do we have any special premiums?
Well,
are we doing anything else special to promote it?
I don't know about anything special. We've done emails to all of our donors. Robin has handled that, so she can put more on that. But they have gone out to all our donors, as I understand it, by email from her. I don't think it's the first time. I think it's the second time. Those have been recent. Calling the major donors, and I'm going to email them with these technical reports that essentially say what I've just said on this call, so they know the urgency of the situation and they have the understanding that these are the professional assessments that need to be done from a technical standpoint for operations. That
did you just say what, that you have called the major donors and you're following up with an email
I am going all the major donors this week.
Okay. And have you sent them an email? He said he's going to call them this week. My question is,
I'm going to call and send an email.
Okay.
I'm going to do both for everybody.
Okay.
And I'm focusing on the major donors, and we'll also send it to somebody else. There's nothing secret here. They're simply executing. And that's why I'm asking everyone to focus on these two or three things, because we can't do 15. There are only three people on staff.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay. So, Jude, I just want to say a lot of these things will be way easier to deal with if we can have some live broadcasting, because the first thing that these major donors are going to say, or I would if you called me, was, what are we doing, you know, to get back on the air? Because I can't listen. For some reason, I sent you guys an email. For some reason, I seem to be blocked from the KPFT, from the KPFT website, but I don't think, you know, I don't know why that would be. It might be just the terrible internet here, but either way, I can't listen, but I don't think I would be if we were playing a lot of canned shows and a lot of reruns saying go to a concert tonight when we know there are no concerts. So anyway, I don't mean to be blamed. I'm not blaming this on you. What I wanted to say was that these things that you're mentioning have been the problem since KPFT started. So it's not expected that you have to solve the electricity. If the power is on, we can make radio, you know. So anyway, I know it must seem overwhelming with all these things at the same time. I think the mold has been there the whole time, too. You know, it's just we can make it a little less if we can't afford to remediate it properly the whole time. But if we can't get into the building, then we at least need to get live on the radio. So there's people standing by trying to help that. Like if we wanted to go on the radio and say, this is what we need to, we need a generator, somebody would donate one. You put out a call for volunteers or companies to donate these services. They, you know, we might find some if we just put it out on the radio. But the more we don't have live broadcasting, the less people are listening and the less help we have. But there's a lot of volunteers out there that care about the station that would like to help you with this.
Yep.
So what I can do is draft an appeal by email, and I can record a mail or use Zoom to, you know, just have a face to make the appeal that you're talking about. And I don't have an issue or problem with doing that. And this is what's going on, just so everybody understands. We're almost in a circle because the issue with having live broadcast is a technical issue and a mold issue. If we can't resolve the mold, we can't broadcast on the station. If we're able to broadcast remotely, which we can, then that's the Bobby issue, and Bobby has to make that work. The person who has the technical capacity and the internet capacity to broadcast from home. So that's Bobby again. So, you know, I think we're in agreement. There's no disagreement of what needs to be done, but it's difficult to get it accomplished in the timeline, which is right now, that we'd like to do it.
May I ask?
Hello.
We can help you.
Hey.
Hi,
this is Carol McGregor. I just wanted to tell you I'm here.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
No, I was done. I was just wanting to say that I know you have very little staff, but we have lots of people who care about the radio station, and if we can show them that we're doing something, they'll all start jumping on and helping us. So, you know, we used to, when they took Democracy Now! Off the air and everybody was locked out of the radio station and all that during the, what they called the take back movement, we used to get like a cell phone and hold it up to a speaker and broadcast it like that. You know, it's not, we can't maybe do it the perfect way yet, but we could start with little increments, and then if we could get our shit organized in a way, you know, that other people can read it and see that they're doing something, then they'll help us. That's all I'm saying. And
Bill,
we all want to help you.
Yeah, Bill Crozier, how many of the other stations are broadcasting live from their homes?
I'm pretty sure all of them are.
Yeah, all of them.
And we have many, many affiliates doing that too.
Except for KPFT.
So all of the Pacifica stations are broadcasting from home except KPFT.
That's not quite completely correct.
Yeah, not 100% from home.
They're broadcasting from somewhere.
They're doing
might not be from home.
They're
Go
doing
ahead.
Archives and pre-records as well, even at KPFA. Almost, you know, it's like, I don't know what happened. They were doing, and then now they're doing a lot of pre-records. So
okay,
it's hard to say because we're not listening all every day, but I just take the word of people that are there that are telling me things in the programming committee.
Okay.
Can Judo finish his report? I mean, Teresa, you jumped in.
Well,
I don't know if he
did finish his report. We're now on the upcoming pledge drive plans. And he said that he's going to call major donors this week and send them an email. He also, in response to Wendy's statement, said he's going to draft an appeal. And I'm not quite sure what that appeal is. Is this some sort of pre-recorded appeal that you're gonna air on the station during the
email.
Pledge drive, Judon?
He said draft an email.
No, he said draft an appeal.
He said an email appeal.
Well, there are two statements. There are two statements. Two statements, Nancy. One is he said he was going to call major donors this week and send them an email. He also said that Robin Lewis has done emails to all donors, which I'm assuming is promoting the pledge drive as well as donations, maybe even matching funds. But then
I didn't get one. He said major donors, and they're going to be a second time email to the
major. Oh, major donor. Okay. Okay.
Well,
I didn't get one either.
Judon, did you say that Robin Lewis had done emails to all donors?
So
actually, Robin's here.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
All right.
Can you tell us what you have done to? We're talking about the pledge drive. Have you been sending out emails promoting the pledge drive, which I believe is starting on Thursday?
It is starting Thursday. I have not sent email promoting the pledge drive out to all the members. Those are actually emails promoting a couple of online events, one from last week and one that's going to happen this Friday. However, I am planning to do that tomorrow morning to the members, just to let them know the drive is starting and that they can get a head start and all that.
Okay.
So that's what has been done recently.
Well, Robin, if you sent out emails about upcoming events, I didn't get those emails. I mean, am I not on the email list anymore?
Who is this?
Carol.
Carol. Oh, hi, Carol. I don't know, but I can look it up and see if, you know, anything has happened.
I would
say
check
have you
your spam folder.
Yeah, do that, too.
Those go in there.
Robin, how big is the email list that you're sending emails out to all members? How big is that list?
About 8,500.
Okay, thank you.
Good Lord.
Robin, can you include, this is Judon, can you please
mm-hmm.
include the personal email to all of local station board members? I know that you send it out to KPFT, LSB email account, but I think the personal email may be more effective for our local station board members and me.
Okay, well, just about all of them I think I have the email for.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them that I have them for, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robin, so you're going to send an email out to all members tomorrow, which is about 8,500 people, and Judon is going to call major donors this week, he said, and send them an email. And he also said that he was going to draft some sort of appeal. Judon, have you ever taped an appeal that will be aired during the pledge drive?
No, I have
your
not.
Your voice and your name saying, hi, I'm the general manager right now. You know, glad you're listening. Could you do something in your own voice that we could air during the pledge drive?
So, Robin, yes, I can. Robin, you drafted, I thought, a pretty effective email solicitation for donors. Will you work with me to craft a script that I can record from home on video, on Zoom, I guess that would be the easiest thing, and then we can send it out to whoever, however.
Well, they have
sure.
to have
yeah.
Zoom, don't they?
No.
On Zoom.
Hold on one second.
Not everyone has Zoom.
Let me talk.
I know what he means.
So you
okay.
don't have
get him
to
get him on a Zoom call and actually record what is said on that call, and that can be edited and then aired.
All right, so the IGM is going to record an appeal to be played during the pledge drive, and Robin's going to help him, right?
Yep.
Okay. Robin, is there anything else that we need to do to help you with this pledge drive, because I don't know whether there's any premiums. I don't really know anything about it. If there's a theme, if there's a premium, if there's a matching fund, or I don't even know the dates of the pledge drive.
Okay, I'll start with that last one. October 8th through the 31st is what's planned right now.
Okay.
Premiums. Last drive, the 50th T-shirt and the masks were very, very popular,
mm-hmm.
and I suppose they will continue to be so.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to get some mugs for people who've been waiting for a month,
yeah.
I came up with a 50th anniversary coffee mug.
Okay,
yay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's something a little new that'll be out there, too.
Okay.
I can't say that there is any theme. It's hard to get, at least for me,
mm-hmm.
to come up with any jaunty theme, considering that everything is recorded and a lot of old shows are still being aired.
Yeah.
So this was the drive. This is the drive where I was hoping we'd have at least some, you know, programmers broadcasting live, but they are not. And
mm-hmm.
that just really hampers so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, all tonight is of utmost importance, and we could do it. We just need that last link.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Can I ask a question? Are we still using the call center to take pledges?
Yes.
Okay. How is that working out? I mean, we've done it long enough.
I think it's working out great.
Well, Robin, if you think it is, I'm no doubt it is.
We don't really have any other choice right now.
Well, no, that's true, but that doesn't mean it's going to be successful because it's our only choice. But if it is, if it's really bringing in, you know, donations, then that's great. I mean, or they haven't fallen off.
Oh, they have.
Yeah, they have, but I don't think it's the call center's fault.
And it's Allegiance Call Center, right? The Allegiance one?
No, it's something called Calls Without Walls. Or the ACD is the company that runs that. They run several call-oriented things.
Okay.
And a lot of stations in the country use it. It's really a pretty big company. Now that they're kind of used to KPFT, I think this third time around they were much smoother than they were the first two times.
Uh-huh.
And also, I kind of edited their script because our first scripts were way too wordy when they're talking to people. So,
uh-huh.
So over time, we're making it better, and they seem to be pretty accurate for the most part. And I don't know what we do without them.
This is Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, is this ACD, like Apple Cat Dog? ACD?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did they do it the last fund drive?
Yes.
They did. Okay. At the last fund drive, I got complaints from KPFK people that at night they have all Spanish programming at night and that they don't have Spanish-speaking, person to take their call. Nobody could speak Spanish, and so they just hang up. And they complained to the programmers. I don't know how they got the complaint through. I guess they still have telephones over there. So I was just wondering, do we have any kind of complaints about that? That was one thing. And I had said this at the last meeting before, so I'm sort of repeating myself, because those people like to speak to somebody who can speak Spanish. And it's amazing. L.A., the company that did their fund drive last time, they didn't have anybody who could speak Spanish that night. And the last fund drive, I think, was it February? No, that was the fund drive before.
May.
In the February fund drive, I called, and they, put on weight for 20 minutes, and can you wait some more? And so I did not donate the last fund drive, so I don't know if it got better. But they never asked me for a comment, never. And I like to make a comment. And so I just wonder if you, when you redid the script, if you asked for a comment, because that's about the only way we're going to get some input. We don't have telephones to take people's comments or anything. The only other way would be them sending emails to Judon. That's about the only way to get any input from what's happening is that comment. Okay, that's
okay.
All. I'm finished.
Can I have a question? Is there any way to measure?
Can I answer that one, please?
I'm sorry.
Let her answer, Carol.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'm so sorry. I thought she was through.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
As far as Spanish-speaking answerers, actually, that's a very good point, and I need to bring it up with them as to how they handle that, if they handle it at all. So I will find out about that. Comments? Well, part of the script is to ask for comments, and so if they did not do it, then that is wrong. That's a bad thing. Now, many of the calls that they take, there are comments attached. So I think it's kind of the quality of the answerers, the people who answer the phone, varies a lot. And you may have hit some that just didn't do very well. But no, that to ask for that is definitely part of the script.
Yeah, I would like you to call it to their attention that when those agents take the money, if they ask for comments or suggestions, it really endears the people to them. It's not just a commercial transaction there where we take their money, but we ask for their a little bit of buy-in from our listeners. And thank you for mentioning
that,
Nancy. Okay.
Teresa, I'm going to have to go. This is Bill. So if you need somebody else to take notes, maybe somebody else can do it.
If you would send, Bill, if you can send me what you've just done, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And I will try to take notes from here unless somebody offers to take minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Does anybody else have any comments? Or does anybody offer to take minutes from here?
I'll offer, Nancy.
Okay, Nancy, if you could try to do it and just send it to me when you're finished, I will add that to my notes because that really helps because I hate to miss things. Okay.
Carol,
Robin,
have a question. Go
ahead, Carol.
Oh, I know that we can easily measure donations by the amount of money we bring in during a pledge drive or between pledge drives, but is there any way, I don't know what it would be, if we ever did, is there any way to measure if we've lost any of the listenership? I mean, do we just have to guess that people are listening and base it on the donations that they're, during pledge drive that we're getting? Or is there any, they don't call in and talk to a programmer anymore. You can measure, so we really don't know if people are still listening, basically, I guess.
I would like to respond to that. I think that Sandy Wyman has been paying a lot of attention to, and he knows the way to check on who's listening. He can tell you who's listening any number of ways.
No, I can't.
Can you comment on that?
No. He's probably talking about the monitoring online stream. Who's streaming online?
Yeah,
but you have to go to the Nielsen's to get even an idea of who's listening over the air, and I don't know if KPFT is using it.
I have Sandy, please don't interrupt Robin when she's speaking. Okay.
That's it. Does Pacifica subscribe to the Nielsen
Yes.
Stuff. Well, then that's where you go to find out.
Yeah. Judon should have been receiving a Nielsen rating. And that would be good for Judon to share with the LSB and the staff and the programmers. That shows every show how many people are listening.
Okay.
Wait,
let's go back,
yes,
let's go back
is
to the pledge
true,
drive.
Judon? Do you have access to that?
This is Judon. I have received some Nielsen reports. But here's, let me help you guys focus on it. Right now, in the midst of the pandemic that's going on right now and the controversy in the country, having an assessment, a Nielsen assessment of who listens to KPFT really doesn't help us figure anything out because of all of the other things in addition to what's happening internally with KPFT, the things that are externally that we're not even addressing at KPFT with the pandemic, with the president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm happy to accept the suggestion and we'll do that, but that's not really our issue. We do have loyal listeners and donors that are just committed to KPFT and committed to the program that's on the air now. And we need to reach out to them, explain to them what's going on, bring the money in that we can get in during this fund drive and fix some of these other problems so we can be more effective with programming, more effective with communicating with our donors and supporters and address these other issues.
Okay. Robin, I am interested in how we drive people to tune in and use our social media to do that. How we use our Facebook page, for example, to say, Alberto Willis is interviewing this person on, you know, next Wednesday. Please tune in at whatever time. And I'm not getting Facebook notifications of that. So I'm thinking our programmers are not using Facebook, and our staff is not using Facebook properly. If I got a prompt that piqued my interest, then I would tune. I would specifically tune in, but we're not. I've been told several times that Bobby's in charge of our website. How often are we putting things on our website that help our, you know, that encourage our people to go to our website or go to our Facebook page and drive people to tune in? And who is in charge of that right now?
There's almost nothing going on the website, on the kpft.org website, that does that.
Okay.
The problem of actually knowing what's going to be on the air and promoting it on social media is one that attempts have been made to do something about that, and they have not really been successful. At one time, Sam Oser was really trying to get the programmers, especially the talk show ones, to let her know beforehand who their guests are going to be just for this purpose,
mm-hmm.
just so that
yes.
social media could have it. The response was not very good. A lot of programmers have their own social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I think the message has not gotten to them to even share it very much with KPFT. There's a lot of problems with that.
No one's talking to the programmers, I don't think, in any organized way except for you about the pledge drive. So if you know, that would be a thing, Judon, that could probably help a lot, is if you just kept them in the loop on what's going on, what you need, and then people could help you.
How often is an email going out to the programmers from the staff?
Well, I'm the only one who sends them, I think. And during the drive, almost every day. And then between drives, and between drives is not very long anymore. Maybe once or twice. But like I think Wendy said, I'm talking about usually fund drive matters and not all the other matters that should concern the programmers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Under the stack.
Go ahead.
So, Robin, before we go to the stack, let me respond with Robin. Robin, we did a series of conference calls with programmers. I think we had 3 days so that they could choose which date that they wanted to be on the conference call. They were receptive and responsive. I think we need to do that again. And so if you'd add that on your list of things to help me get done, because we need to at least let them know the state of affairs that KPFT is in and enlist their help in this fund drive that we're going into on Thursday through the end of the month. I think that makes sense. And if you'll just put that on your list, get with me, and we'll make that happen.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. So when was, Judon, when were those conference calls to the programmers?
We're trying to get that done this week. Fundraiser
starts
Friday.
When was the last one done? You said there was a series of conference calls to the programmers.
It was in the last 3 months. I'm not quite sure when.
Yeah, I believe it was early June, I think.
June, okay.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Tom has asked me on action several times.
Tom Harper?
Yes,
Tom?
I'm here.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes.
Did you want to say something?
Yes, I do. First of all, Robin, I want to compliment you on your correspondence to me by email. I appreciate it. I do frequently get emails from you, and I thank you. Also, I want to point out that I am willing to volunteer to go to the station if I sign a waiver, and I can live broadcast the ESA for fund drive for this coming month. If everybody is willing to approve that, I will go to the station and live broadcast myself.
Tom, let me just respond. I'm sorry. Tom, I appreciate that. I'm not really comfortable with that. Even if you were to sign the waiver that you would not hold the station liable to any health problems. Marquise has said out bell. Again, I will send it to everybody on the local station board with pictures of the mold issue at the station. It is expensive. It is detailed, and they're like 15 or 20 pictures of the mold problem. It's bad.
Yes, sir. I understand that. You and I have discussed that. In regards to that, I was supposed to get pictures of that, and I never received that.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to everybody. We just came in about a week or so, but I will send it. Have you seen it, Robin?
I've seen it, yes.
Yeah. Okay, but I'll send it to everybody.
Oh, sorry.
On the LS.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes. Judon, were those pictures the one from the report that was done in May?
I don't know where they're from. That may be the one that's been done in May. I don't know. But I don't know the answer to that, but the pictures are clear and extensive, and the problem is very significant.
See, I saw the report from May, but the report from May did not have pictures, and the report from May definitely concluded that there is not an asbestos problem. So I would really like not to hear the word asbestos anymore, because it gets everybody upset and distressed. And we either do or don't have asbestos, and that report said we do not have an asbestos problem. So,
I didn't say it about asbestos. I said mold.
Well, somebody did earlier in this
it wasn't me.
Conversation.
I don't
So, and then the report from May was not the same thing as an estimate. It was just the testing to say whether there was mold. But I have not. I'm looking forward to that report that says how much it would cost to remediate, and that's not the same thing as an estimate to repair the roof or an estimate to repair the furnace. I still don't quite. You know what? I'm sorry. We should be talking about the pledge drive. I'm just got distracted. Okay. So, is there anything else, Robin, that we can do to help with the pledge drive? Should we go on the Facebook page and say, you know, we're excited about the pledge drive, or what should we do to help?
I guess something like that would not hurt. One thing that seems to be working pretty well is that Facebook donation pages, you know, birthday fundraisers and that sort of thing, is bringing in a noticeable amount of money over time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One thing I might suggest is that everybody on this call, and maybe at least all of the board members, if you have a Facebook presence, to create one for KPFT. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the instructions to do so right on Facebook. When you set it up, the money will go that people donate goes straight to KPFT, doesn't go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And every way, you have 24 people on the board, and if each one of them has 200 friends, that's 24 times 200, 4,800
mm-hmm.
people who have at least been asked to donate to KPFT, that would be a really easy thing to do.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Tom.
So, Tom, hold on a second. This is Judon.
Go ahead, Judon.
I think that's an excellent idea, Robin. Let's talk about execution, because I have more than 1,500 friends on my Facebook account. If you would send all of the LSB members the instructions, just what you just said about setting up a Facebook account / appeal to their friends and network, and including that the link, just copy and paste the link to the Facebook page to set that up. I think that would be helpful. I will do that, and then nobody has an excuse because they got it in their email. They just need to read the instructions that you write out in the email, what you just said, and click on the link and do it. I think that would be great.
Okay. It probably won't be till Thursday that I get that out, but I can do it.
Bless your heart, Robin. So Judon is asking Robin to send LSB members instructions on how to do a Facebook fundraiser for KPFT, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I interrupted Tom. Tom was next. Okay.
All right, go ahead, Tom.
I already have done that. I've set up a fundraiser for KPFT, and I invite all my friends on my Facebook page to donate. And I also did that for my birthday, and I'm still it's an ongoing procedure.
All right.
And Mike Lewis also has done that. Mike?
All right.
Yes,
so I'm going to, unless we have something specifically, something else to talk about the upcoming pledge drive, I want to move on to B, which is vehicle donations. Can you tell me if we've had any vehicle donations lately, Robin?
Yes. They still come in a check for 2, 3, 4 cars a month, more or less.
Okay.
Watch for one from me.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to be sending out an email blast tomorrow, right?
Yeah, but to the to just our main email list, just saying a fund drive is coming. Uh-huh. Click for this button and donate.
Okay.
And basically.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Carol.
No,
no,
it's not me.
Who is that?
It's Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Has questions to Robin.
Go ahead.
Is that MailChimp that you're doing that with to all the membership? And we're still having $200 a month. It costs $200 a month, actually, that much per month for us to be able to do that?
Not quite that much. Maybe 150, maybe, something like that.
Okay. I heard 200. Maybe my memory's wrong. I'll take
whatever.
100, right? You said 100?
About 150, I think.
And how many? And how many times a month? How many times a month do we use it?
Oh, just depends on the month. This month I'm going to use it a lot. It does a lot of work.
Let me ask you this, Robin. Since we're talking about email blasts, did you help Sandy Weinman with his fundraiser using the email blast?
Yes.
Do we know how much that was raised with that event?
Yeah, I got an idea, yeah.
Can you tell us, or is it too soon to say?
Not many people bought tickets. They had maybe about 20 people buy tickets for that because it was a ticketed thing, which I don't think actually works out very well.
And then there's one Friday too, right?
Yeah, okay. That one is free. And then they have like little links that you can use to donate. And
how do you think they should be run?
Well, my only experience with this is what has happened at KPFT. The Songs from Home was very successful. That one that we did in late April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that one, it was free, and people donated while they were listening to the music. And then this one this Friday is going to be run in very much the same way. And then Sandy's one was one where you had to buy a ticket, and then you got a little code that would let you in to listen. And these are my three experiences, and it seems to me a free one with donations on the fly seems to be more successful so far.
Okay, what was Sandy Wyman's what was the title of that fundraiser?
Oh, geez, Troubadours in the Round or something like that.
Okay, okay.
Nancy, with a question?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, shoot, I forgot what it was. Go ahead, anybody else. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, an Electrolove.
Oh.
Electrolove is this Friday.
I remember.
Correct?
I remember.
Is it the Electrolove?
Go ahead, Nancy.
That From Home. It was very successful, I think, because we had lots and lots of promotion. Rourke was saying, Susan was saying, some of the other programmers. So everybody, I mean, they're stupid if they forgot, you know. But I did not hear that much promotion on Sandy's, or I haven't heard anything on the air about Hank's. And I have a little worry about Hank's, where his telephone number is at the bottom, and he's asking for, you know, $50 for poster and all this, and I don't feel that's correct to be going through Hank
How are they supposed to do it? You can't go to the station. There's no phone number, you know. You got to trust some people so we could get something done.
Well, why
There's no other way to do
Robin.
It.
Why does it have to be through Hank's telephone number? This is a grifter, I'm sorry, or grifter-like person. And he's already shown this in the last year. And I've been reporting this to the board.
Let me interject here. Robin, are you working with Hank on that fundraiser? Or is he working with Marquise?
Only in as much as we have some publicity, whatever publicity we have for it. Everything else, he and the people he's working with are handling.
Okay. And when they push those buttons, the money is going, well, I guess, through PayPal or something like that?
Well, with the KPFT concerts, yeah, there were several different ways that you could donate.
Mm-hmm. We do. There is a challenge with Facebook in that if people give through Facebook, they don't get KPFT membership because we don't get information that we need for membership. So when we see that our membership has gone down, that's a challenge because people are giving, they're just not getting any credit for membership.
Their names and how much they donate enters our membership database, but KPFT,
I give them membership.
Yeah, me too. Facebook does not give you any demographics, no addresses or phone numbers. Occasionally, email address, and that's you're a member, but you may never know it.
Nancy, could we, when you just let me finish this thought, Nancy? Wait 1 minute. So, can we, when we set up a fundraiser event through Facebook, can we ask specifically that people give an email for us? You know, can the person that's running
sure.
the fundraiser list those conditions that, be sure to list your email address so I know who you are, or so KPFT knows who you are, or something like that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, well, you might want to mention that if you're giving us instructions on how to do it. That would be very useful. Does Facebook object to getting emails and phone to us getting emails and phone numbers or addresses?
No, they have a field for the donor to fill out if they want to. That would also
yeah, they're just lazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
well,
the vast majority don't even do that.
We might want to ask for that. Okay. So,
Nancy, please
go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, it was almost the same to that point. So when you give your instructions out, if you tell the people who are advertising to their friends, not advertising, promoting to their friends to give to KPFT, be sure you give your email, your telephone number, your address, whatever, so you can take advantage of the benefits of being a member. And let us be able to count you as a member, which will benefit Pacifica to get funding in the future. Because we need to have funding. Otherwise, right now, we do not qualify for CPB, even if we were already with all our audits done, because our membership has gone way down.
And our listeners.
Too low. Get money for CPB, which is a lot of money. It's $150,000 per year in the past just for our station only.
Okay, we're now going to item 5E. There was the book, How Trump Stole 2020, and I was told that Greg Pallas was going to do a Facebook Live event. Is that true, Robin? Have we thought about doing some sort of Facebook Live event with Greg Pallas?
I don't know about that, anything about that. I don't know.
Okay. Has anybody heard anything about that? I saw an email, maybe with another one of the Pacifica stations, where they were doing some sort of Facebook Live event with Greg Pallas.
Oh, I think I sent that, and then somebody said, "Yeah, Wendy, you should do that, organize that." But I'm sure he would do it. It was Tom Hartman and Greg Pallas, I think. Before the election, he had.
Okay,
I'll send it again.
Okay, Teresa Allen will try to find out. Wendy, if you can try to get the contact of whatever station did that so we can find out whether it was successful.
It was KPFK.
KPFK.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're more political minded in the West Coast than in Houston.
No, everybody's interested in the election. It would be a successful thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you monetize it, but there's some way.
All right. Well, Wendy, let's try to get that information from KPFK. It might be too late to do it, but it just sounded like it was an interesting event. Okay.
I'll send it to you. Yeah, I can't be in charge of it.
All right. That's fine. Now we're going to go to, I must say this, people have sent me fundraising ideas. They were sent into the whole LSB, and I will put those together
and I will send them out rather than discuss them at this event. Okay? We'll send out list of proposed events. Okay, now we're on outreach. Do you have any advice for us as to how we can help with social media and the website and the blast so we can just encourage people to be thinking about KPFP, even if it isn't for fundraising? I guess we need to ask for more people that might be willing to. I had hoped that Venetia Williams would do it, but do we have any other people? Because Sam Oser hasn't done it for 3 years. So basically we have not had anybody in charge of that for like 3 years. There's no accountability.
I think you have to get passwords from Bobby. Maybe Robin could do it. I don't know.
Well, we have asked about that, and we were told, I think, Judon, you told us to contact Robin if we had someone. But I guess the problem right now is we have not found a volunteer who would just occasionally put things on our social media just to pique people's interest.
We have somebody, I do not remember who, that said that they were Facebook proficient. They would. I'm not quite sure. Do you remember that?
That was Venetia.
Susan Darrow does it. Oh,
yeah, Susan Darrow does her thing, and she does some things.
I would do
on
some, either. But you know, we got to get passwords to be able. It's set up so that only the admins can post. People can comment on their posts.
Robin, would it be okay if Wendy gets the password so she can post some things on Facebook or not?
Yeah, I suppose so. That's actually kind of up to Judon, who can and who can't.
Would that be okay?
I don't have a problem, but the issue with access, I have.
You're breaking up, Judon.
I guess that the technical part of that, getting access and passwords, is through Bobby. I have a conference call with Bobby at 8 o'clock tonight. I can add that, but that's been the challenge, getting all of that done through Bobby.
Well, the last time we talked about this, you said that Venetia should contact Robin.
And she did.
Bobby.
Okay,
Bobby,
and Venetia.
All the passwords and all of that. Robin doesn't have that.
No?
Actually, for Facebook, I do.
Oh,
and Venetia did contact me. Venetia did contact me. She is an admin on the page, but she has not been active. I understand she's now the chair of the board or something. That
yes,
may have something
to
do with it.
She's also working full-time.
Well, that may have a lot to do with it.
Yes,
so
I think we need to ask. We need to look for someone else. So I'm asking now, Judon, because Robin does have the password to Facebook. Can we ask that at least at this point that Wendy be able to get the password so she can start saying something on Facebook? And if it doesn't work out, if Robin doesn't like what she's posting, then she's free to, I guess, cut her off.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that, Robin, if you don't. I mean, I don't have
okay.
a problem with that.
It's done.
All right. Can I say something?
Let's try. Yes, go ahead, Wendy.
There are supposed to be hundreds of people helping with this pledge drive, and it just keeps seeming like everything's on Robin. So, like, even giving me a login is an extra thing for her to do. So that's all. I just want to put in a plea for, again, asking, you know, whatever we need. There are people we can find to do it. I know being a volunteer coordinator doesn't seem like a GM job, but we don't have anybody else, so you have to either do it or make sure someone else does it. But anyway,
that's that you know, there should be so many people helping.
Yes, and I understand that, like, for example, when Venetia offered to help to do it, she did it very briefly, and then she got involved in work, and she's not doing it. So we recruited a volunteer, and it worked briefly, and then it stopped. So now we need to pick up the ball, find another volunteer. There might be one or two other people, but right now I just want to secure the password for you, Wendy, to get this started. And I'm not expecting you to do everything. I'm just hoping that you'll do something. Okay?
Right. I'm blocked from KPFT, but I think I'd be able to – I could get in Facebook.
All right.
I need someone to check out.
All I have to do is – yeah, and blocked from KPFT, the .org?
Yeah, I can't get –
actually, no way to block anyone. Well, not that I know of, anyway.
Well, maybe
so it must be some other problem.
Maybe because I'm in California. I don't know.
Let's just try. Robin, just work with Wendy. Okay. The next item on the agenda is karaoke. I'm assuming, Anissa Faruqi, do you know if there's anything happening at Discovery Green on Halloween?
Oh, everything's been canceled. Teresa.
Everything canceled. So let me ask you this. You know, my church, we have a woman named Molly McMills, and they have a talent night every Saturday. And people come on and they say they want to do something, and they work it through Molly, and they might sing a song or they might read a poem or something. I'm wondering if we could do something like that just is just a social event for whoever wanted to come on. We could send out an invitation and say, here's how you get on the YouTube. Now, we could possibly get somebody on there that just screams a bunch of obscenities, but I'm just wondering if maybe we could have a social event like karaoke.
Not right now.
Okay.
How would you do that? How would you do that virtually?
You do it like Zoom. You make it up. You contact Molly, for example. I'm just asking this because she's doing it already.
Right.
I make an appointment with her, and she puts me in queue. And you come on Facebook, and some of these people have recorded things, and some of it is live, and they sing their little song. And
but who would be watching that?
Well, I did. I watched it a couple weeks
ago. Well, I know, but I didn't even know about it.
I watched it. Well, that's because it's through my church. But I'm saying somebody that's done it through my church that could do it with KPFT, and we could say, okay, everybody, here's an event. It's on Saturday the 31st. If you want to do it, to sing a scary song, you could.
Let me suggest that we refer that to another call. Right now, we need to focus on the fund drive through October with what we got. I mean, that's got to work, and we need to focus on that so that we do everything to make that.
This is my issue, Judon. We are on item. We have finished, I think, with what we wanted to say about the pledge drive, unless you have something else to add. If there's something else you want from us specifically, tell us.
I'm saying that let's defer that discussion about some other item until after the fund drive. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but the pledge drive lasts until the 31st. If we're going to talk about karaoke on Halloween, we need to – I'll set another – if you want, I'll set up another meeting.
No, please don't. We've got to get some work.
Okay. So what you're saying – Okay.
Teresa, I just looked up Discovery Green. There's no Halloween event. They do have yoga, and they do have belly dance with social distancing. They have some sculptures, but I don't see anything for 31st.
Okay. Well, I am going to pursue this. I am going to pursue this, and that's fine. Are there any other issues that we need to discuss regarding outreach?
Hey, Anissa, for the stack.
Go ahead, Anissa.
Well, I know y'all are meeting with KPFK people and maybe talk to people at WBAI. Let's see if they have their pledge drive, their pledge forms in Spanish, and maybe we can get copies of that. I was thinking maybe we should talk to Henry and Alma and maybe the HD 3 crowd, and maybe they know somebody who can help us create a Spanish pledge form in Spanish, and we can have that to available to circulate.
A pledge form in Spanish?
Yeah.
But we don't need pledge forms anymore. It's done through an answering service.
Oh yeah.
So Robin's going to check on that. Okay. Anything to do? We're now on the issue of outreach. Okay.
Okay. This is Nancy. I'll say something.
Go ahead,
very
Nancy.
Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The whole network does not have enough membership to qualify for the big CPB grant in 2 years or in 1 year that we would have to wait to get it. But we don't qualify because it may be linked to or required for other grants. So this is what I'm saying. We have a lot of people listening to us that are not members, and they're indigenous. And all they need to know, and by the bylaws, it's quite legal. If they write a letter to the LSB saying, can I have a membership, but I don't have the $25, they can become a member if the LSB approves it. And no promotion on the air has ever been taken place, but we've got a lot of prisoners. And they could build up our membership. That way we could qualify for grants in the future. So we really should let people know about that part in the bylaws. It's not being used at the other stations either. So I'm going to promote this to the other stations as well at the programming committee. But this is a way to get real easy one. Now, maybe they don't have $25. Maybe they have just $10 or $5. Or maybe they have just a little bit. I mean, they can give what they want or what they can, but they have to ask for it. And we're not promoting it. So I just want to put that out. But let's go back to the fund drive that's coming up. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Mike Lewis for
yes.
the stack.
Go ahead, Mike Lewis.
I was letting y'all know that we've already did a jump start on the pledge drive with the prison show. We promoted books, T-shirts, other types of items. I've been promoting the station over at the Renaissance Festival, jousting for KPFT. And also I've been putting a lot of information out on my Facebook page as well, because I'm trying to get, you know, the membership up, and also notifying the through snail mail and through the prison show to try to get people to join, you know, the prisoners' families as well as the prisoners to donate to KPFT.
So
what is jousting for KPFT?
Oh, I do on weekends until they possibly close the Renaissance Festival down. We all hop up on horses and we joust like knights.
Mm-hmm. And do people donate to a charity through that or something?
No, it's just a little thing. I'm getting ready to get started, and I've passed out a bunch of bumper stickers at the Renaissance Festival this past weekend. And I'm trying to let a lot of people know about KPFT, and a lot of people live in Montgomery County and the outer areas of the Houston area that we're a great radio station to listen to. The sad thing is a lot of people out there have never heard of KPFT, or they're just not listening to it or misinformed.
Okay.
Wendy for the sec.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, so Mike, if you're already doing those kinds of Facebook promotions, you could also put it on the KPFT page, right? So I just wanted to ask Robin what you think of this, Robin, because I know that people can comment on posts that are already up there without having to log in. So what if we made a fund drive post and then asked all the programmers to comment on it? We could pin it to the top of the page or something and then ask all the different programmers to add their pitches like on that post. Would that work?
That would not hurt anything. That might, you know, pique the interest of some people. They want to see what their favorite programmers have to say.
Right. Or is there a better way to do it that you can think of, and I'll help get it done? But that just piqued, you know, we could ask each programmer to go ahead and add their own comments and their own little pitches on there.
Yeah, and maybe also when someone comments on their comment, maybe they, you know, if they will keep it up, that will, I think, be helpful too.
Are we talking about Facebook?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Like a dialogue, like a connection. That's a good idea, Wendy.
So, Wendy, do you want to try to make that your first campaign that you do
Absolutely,
on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, so Wendy's going to work on that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or else, yeah, I don't have a login yet, but I will.
Okay. So, Wendy, I will try to help you with that. Just if you have an assignment for me, just give it to me, okay?
Send content. Send pictures, send content, you know, things that you want mentioned. That's all.
Okay. Okay, so.
Yeah,
fine.
And I'm
going
to try to promote the station on the military show tomorrow. We're going to start asking for donations as well.
Good.
Tom, is that?
Okay. Who is that? Tom, go ahead.
Yes, Mike is right. We do promote the station every military show that we do, and that is definitely number one priority. We do PSA about every 15 to 30 minutes.
All right. I think it's
okay.
Time to adjourn this meeting. I'm looking at KPFTX. And we have decided that we will not have a meeting on November the 3rd. I'm looking at what might be a good time to have it. There is no meeting scheduled for Tuesday the 17th of November. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm okay with that, yeah.
Okay, certain time. Do you want to go with 6 o'clock Central? Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
If we went 1 hour earlier, could people attend, or it's too early?
No, later. It's 4 o'clock.
Same time, same back channel, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so we want one earlier, one later. I'm going to just say we're going to stick with 6 p.m. I thank you all for joining us. Thank you, everybody, for your
Teresa,
yes.
Can I say, Judon? I can't find your phone number, so I'm sending you an email right now. It's something important for tonight. Okay.
jbboney@hotmail.com. That's fine.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
All right. It's 7:28. Thank you, everyone. Bye bye.
Good meeting, Teresa.
Bye.
Bye bye, everybody. Stay safe. Wear your mask.
Bye-bye.